Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I've opened the doors. I want you to come in and just chill with me for the next 2 hours. I'm going to be playing a variety of independent music from all over the world. I've got the coffee on, and if you know me, I will pop up with something to talk about. But I want to encourage any creative souls or small business owners that want to call in and promote themselves, or if you just want to call in and join me in conversation. The call-in number is 845-277-9245. Otherwise, I'm ready to get this started for you today.
Beautiful magic, I'm feeling so new. Like the stars and the sky, I can see it in
Cause a promise isn't always hard to break, and commitments often end up in mistakes. So I promise to commit myself, won't do. I want to be everything to you.
Like I was supposed to, love is a better. checking in to see if you are okay. Yeah, I wanna listen to you, bitch, and tell me all about your day. I wanna be so busy touching you that I ain't got no time to stray. If I mean what I say, more than you can say, more than you can feel, love me, something you can touch, something that is so real, love me, more than you can say, more than you can feel, love me. Something you can touch, something that is so real.
Baby, your love is a verb, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you only heard, but baby, I should've shown you more than I told you. I should've been making love like I was supposed to. Love is a verb, it's something you earn.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in, relax. I'm playing some great music for you this morning. I've got the coffee on. Got a little bit of water over here by my side. And just want to spend the next couple hours with you as I play a variety of independent music, which I'm known for, right? Talk about some things and, you know, just hang out with you. This is my favorite show to do, and my favorite time of day where, you know, Saturdays are kind of like that wind down day, you know, at least for me, because I work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. So Saturday and Sunday are my days of just kind of chilling and just making things happen the way that I choose to make them happen. So every Saturday morning, I come here to join you on Morning Coffee with Flava. And this morning, I opened up my show with one of my favorite singers and entertainers, Cleveland Jones, would be right there, going into FKA Jazz, Beautiful Magic featuring Devin Bing, Whitney McLean with Fall So Far, Brandon Williams with Everything featuring one of my favorite artists, Matt Cusin, and then L. Young with Love is a Verb. Now, if you don't know L. Young, I bet you've come across him on social media. He is the man that does those acapella, multi-video, harmony, all that, just beautiful magic. I don't even know how they do those videos. He's not the only one who does it, but I think he's kind of set the tone for it. You need to check him out because he's all over social media and he's on YouTube and you can check out how he does it or what he does. An amazing talent. So this is what I do. I support great independent music. I support creative souls. And it's just not music. And I've been racking my brains really trying to work through this thing because I used to do this show called On the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. Blog Talk Radio made it very, very easy for people to call in and I could do features on the show and we could chop it up on the air. I could do artist roundtable discussions, all kinds of things. And I know at the top of the show, I threw out a number that you can call in. I don't know. I've had a few people call in and just listen to the show, but they're making it challenging. And I just really honestly need to take the time to figure out how to resolve this with Blog Talk. And I don't know. They say it's on T-Mobile. I don't know, but I really want to get back to talk radio work. I can have people call in. But otherwise, maybe plan B is just figuring out how to do a video over the phone, record it, and be able to upload it to the radio show, because I miss doing interviews and just talking to people on the air. That's, I think, what I've come to be known for, you know, over the years is just, you know, welcoming you, you know, to Flava's Lounge, welcoming you into a world where you can tell people who you are, why you do what you do, and express your passions. Oh, some years ago, I did a feature with an artist who is just absolutely amazing out of Dallas, Texas, called Nuwambe. And it was one of the realest interviews I have ever done. He shared, you could feel his frustrations, you could feel his passion, and just honestly, it will probably go down in history for me as one of my favorite features on the leopard carpet. So anyway, I've been thinking about who influences me in the artists that I want to pay attention to. A lot of times the artists come to me, you know, because I advertise on all the social medias, and I like doing that because I am surprised sometimes by people that I have never heard of that send me music, and it's interesting how they write their artist bios and how they just present themselves. I used to be very picky about how I wanted the artists to present themselves, and I may get back in that direction, but to me it's kind of interesting because I have a specific list that I tell people of what I want from them, and I kind of appreciate, you know, when somebody kind of, in a sense, follows instructions, but it's interesting. It's interesting, and you can tell who's more polished, who's been in this game for a long time, who's seasoned, and who's new, and then who, you know, is just kind of feeling their way through all of this. But, you know, I think I'm going to be honest with you. My dream was on internet radio was to become an indie artist influencer. I wanted you to say, if Lady Flava says this person is somebody worthy to pay attention to, we should pay attention. And I want people to listen to my shows and say, you know what, I never heard any music like that, but you know what, I'm really kind of digging it, and I'm grateful that Lady Flava introduced me to a new sound that I would have never paid attention to. So it's interesting, you know, for years I, you know, listened to motivational videos, business videos, inspirational, you know, sermons, all kinds of things. Things that are positive that will fuel my mind and soul. And, you know, I keep coming across these videos that talk about being an influencer. Now there's different type of influencers, right? I don't want to be one of those product influencers where I'm going to tell you how you should dress, how you should smell, what makeup you should use, anything like that, you know. But I've been thinking about this, and as I grew in the game of supporting independent music, independent art, I thought about who out there on social media has really influenced me. And I'll be honest with you, you know, back in the day, some of the people that are no longer in the game. You know, Hassan Brown, out of the East Coast, he used to send me music. He used to call me early in the morning because I think he would forget what time it was, you know, 3 hours difference from the East Coast to the West Coast. But we used to have great conversations, and he set me up to do some great, great features with artists, and sent me great music to play. And then, you know, Miles Anthony has connected me with some of amazing talents. Kevin Goins, you know, so these people that I'm listing, I kind of, you know, would say they were my colleagues, they were mentors, they helped me understand the game, they introduced me to some great, great talents. But I'm going to say the ultimate influencers for me in the indie game are probably George Littlejohn with Purpose Music Group and Chris Rizik with Soul Tracks. And those two gentlemen, I pay attention to who they pay attention to. And that's sometimes what the game of business is about, the game of being an influencer, is you pay attention to who the influencer is paying attention to. And then you kind of get a sense as you follow them, why? What's the why behind who they pay attention to? And then who pays attention to them? And I wonder if you are truly, truly a supporter of independent music, independent art. Who influences you? Is it something that's just within you, or is there somebody who just stands out in your mind that influences you to pay attention? Mainstream media, man, it's all over the place, right? And, you know, are you drawn to paying attention to them? And why? Because they're in your face, right? They have the ability and the budget, whoever is backing the product or the person or the group. You know, there's a budget when you're up in the mainstream media level that they can put you, you know, in front of whoever they want you to say, okay, I need to get that. I need to hear that. I need to watch that, right? So I think the beautiful thing about supporting independent art and creative souls is that there's many of us around the world, and many of us are connected to each other. And, you know, with the combination of who is playing the independent music out there, there's all these charts. All of these charts that are popping up. That's another discussion for another time, because I really don't understand the charting, and I've asked questions that I'm trying to find out. And one of these days I'll figure that all out. But there's all these charts out there for the independent artists, you know, to get on and to grow however they grow so that they go higher up in the charts. There's just so many of us internet radio show hosts all over the world, you know, and we're not just playing music in our own area. We're playing music from across the United States, across the globe, across the nation that we're from. And that's what's so exciting. Yesterday was National Radio Day. And I saw somebody post it. I'm like, that's very cool. You know, this is the day that, you know, radio was founded, you know, and started across the airwaves, you know, to broadcast to their area, whatever it was, however small. And look at how it's grown. Look at how it's grown. Radio has grown in so many ways, and you can listen to a variety of sounds and music and talk radio and be informed and news and all of that in so many different ways. It's kind of an exciting thing and a beautiful thing. But I'm going to jump back into playing some more music. And who do I want to play? You know what? I'm going to take you back a little ways, and I'm going to play Lamone with Rearview Mirror.
Yo, what's up with you? Why do you keep blowing up my phone?
We can't keep doing this.
Keep doing what, Gabby?
This.
Is this about her?
Yes, I saw all the messages.
I have to work with her.
I don't care. You need to figure it out.
You want me to figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
Surprise when I'm pulling you on you and give you what you're giving to me. But I'm not surprised, 'cause you've been acting real brand new. It doesn't take a blind man to see.
I'll be there for you much better.
No,
much better.
No.
gotta do. See, that's the reason why I no longer rock with you. You're too busy dwelling on the past. That's why I pack my bags, you can kiss my ass. I'm trying to focus on moving ahead now. With all due respect, I'm taking my bow now. Still in all, I'ma wish you the best. Maybe this is the test, so for now, be blessed.
I'll be back when it's so much better. Release the stress.
You're hot, girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I called you chicken head and shouty or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you dime piece, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, word, or anything else I wanna, and the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me, it's everywhere you go all day long, girl, and that's just wrong, girl, so from now on I'll only call you. You are a princess, a goddess, and flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, 'cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry. I wanna bite you, squeeze you, your love is necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure and I'm so much better. So from now on I'll only call you
beautiful.
brought back memories from a time with you and me. I can't get you off my mind, yeah.
Everything is perfect.
We are not broken.
Natural. romantic. Love so steaming, temperature blazing.
Oh,
I hope that it showers on our worries from yesterday. It might seem surprising, but don't let it throw you off.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
wonderful, special, and tropical.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
flaming and golden, you're my art in motion.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
you got me paralyzed, your love I can't deny.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
you're my everything, and everything is perfect.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
wonderful, special, and tropical.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
flaming and golden, you're my art in motion.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
you got me paralyzed, your love I can't deny.
Baby, you're my sunshine,
you're my everything, and everything is perfect.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I'm come to fight, quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress, just the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my fears, good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly I'm happy for where I'm at, because I'm my confidence. I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be, that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my fears, good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly I'm happy for where I'm at, because I'm let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dream. Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm good
enough to handle my fears, good enough to raise my
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. I've got the coffee on. I've got some water over here. And, of course, I'm playing some great independent music for you. In this last set, I played Lamone with Rearview Mirror, Noelle Gordine with Beautiful, Promise Marks, my girl Promise Marks. I want you to really, really experience her. There's something real special about her. But anyway, I played Promise Marks, The Way You Love Me, going into Terry Remsen, Sunset, and closing out this set with Tim Bowman Jr. with I Hope You're Digging the Music That I'm Playing For You, as I always say, because I am digging playing it for you. I woke up this morning, I'll be honest, kind of sleepy. This has been a rough couple of weeks, maybe even longer, at work. It feels like maybe the storm is starting to ease up. It's getting a little bit easier. I got a few more nurses on, so I'm able to staff a little bit better when it comes to the nurses. I just need some CNAs. So the stress is beginning to ease up a bit. But sometimes, you know, when life is challenging, all you need to do is put on some music, right? One thing that I realized at my job, because they know that I play music in my office, I started listening to my own radio shows. Now, once in a blue moon, somebody will say, well, what's that you're listening to? And I'll say, my radio show. I don't know if they understand what I'm saying, you know, but that's okay. I play it, and if they ever ask me, you know, a little bit more about it or the artist that I'm listening to, I could tell them something, and that's kind of exciting to me that I have that privilege to be able to just listen to music and listen to the shows that I do. So how are you feeling this morning? We've been challenged with heat. The heat is still up in the hundreds. I'm looking forward to when it cools down. I think one morning I came out the door and it was like in like the 80s or something. I thought, this feels very comfortable, you know, and then I come out of work and it's just like just dry. I'm looking forward to the 10th. I think ideally if the highs were 80, that would be cool. You know, it does get pretty cold here in the winter time though, but nothing compared to back home, you know, but I'm kind of tired of this heat. But we're getting hit with the ash, you know, from the fires in California. And so the air is really, really dry and dark and kind of gray. And, you know, a few times they had poor quality air warnings going out. I'm like, where do they have things like that? But I understand back home in Seattle, my family back home has been, you know, challenged with the smoke from the fires too. So, you know, prayers going out to everyone affected by, you know, these natural disasters that are happening all over the place. It's like these are times that I believe, for at least for me, I need God in my life. And I'm glad that I have God in my life, because I don't know what I would do without him. You know, these are just trying times. And, you know, COVID is beginning to spread more. I'm concerned with people coming to Las Vegas, you know, because a lot of people are not masking up. I had my first real experience of Fremont last weekend, out celebrating my friend's birthday. And she was staying down in the Fremont area. And I'm like, this is craziness. I did deal with it. I prayed and said, okay, just protect me, because there was no social distancing, not on the street, not in the casinos, not in the restaurants. And, you know, I got issues with COVID. And so that was something else. And trust me, I won't be going down there anytime soon, because COVID is spreading. I have staff that have been out with COVID. I have patients in the hospital that have COVID, and it's just craziness. And I know people who have gotten it with vaccinations. I know people who have died who have been vaccinated and have died from the Delta variant, you know, and this is just crazy. And how do we stop the spread? I don't know. And I think it's sad when it comes down to us having to be on lockdown. That's hard. I was really thinking about that for my own self. And I think that as much as I choose to just stay home and be with my own self, that's a personal choice and preference for myself. I'm very comfortable, you know, in spending time with myself. But when it's kind of like it's forced, that makes it harder. You know, it does. It makes it harder because if I choose to want to get out and about, I want to be able to do it. And I want to be able to feel safe about doing it, you know. And I'm real tired of wearing the mask. How about you? Because I'm real tired of wearing the mask. And I don't know. I don't know what to say about these times. But for me, I lean on God. And I'm grateful to have the radio to be able to, you know, listen to some good music as I play it for you. You know, I'm over here just really grooving. You know, and I think that's the beautiful thing about me doing internet radio is that as much as I love playing this music for you, I love hearing it for my own self. Sometimes it is just something that just makes me smile. I'll tell you, as an empath, I think I experience music very different. And maybe I'll talk about that at another time. But I kind of feel the music in it. Probably a very, very different way than most people do. So, I don't know, getting back to influencers, you know, who influences you in paying attention to what you're paying attention to? And it makes me also wonder, as an independent artist, how many independent artists really seek out and support the music of their fellow independent artists? Maybe that's something I should ask on social media and see if anybody responds to that, because I'm kind of curious about that. For the independent artists, who do you have in your rotation of music? Do you support your peers or do you support mainstream radio? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not above playing something that just hits my soul when it comes to even a mainstream artist or who you would identify as a mainstream. A lot of mainstream are actually independent. You know, they have stepped away from the mainstream record labels and have created their own record labels. But, you know, they have the budget to be able to do some of that. The ones that are smart and have saved and invested the money that they made. But if something just really hits me and I think it's amazing, I will, once in a while, you'll hear it right here on Flavors Lounge Radio. But, you know, during this time of the pandemic, I think, you know, art is what's helped get me through it. And trust me, I'm not going to say that I'm sane through all of this, because I got my issues. I got my ups and downs of how I have felt through this pandemic. But I think that if I didn't have visuals to look at, if I didn't have Netflix to watch, if I didn't have the independent music that I receive and can sit and listen to, that's a blessing of being me. I can sit here and just listen to music over and over and over of the great independent artists that come my way. But I don't know what life would be like if I didn't have art to experience, you know, looking at colors, hearing sounds, you know. I'm very much into oils, you know, essential oils. And so just being able to put some lavender, some eucalyptus, you know, scents in the air, you know, just so much comes down to creativity that we experience. And I think we take it for granted. And somebody out there is creating it, you know, for us to experience. And I think art is what's helped get me through the pandemic, besides, of course, my faith in God. So let me jump back into some more music. You know what I was thinking, and I've been thinking this for a while. I have more male artists on my playlist than I do females. Where's my ladies at? Let me put it out there. If you are an independent artist and you would like to be heard on Flavors Lounge Radio, get at me. Email address is flavorslounge@gmail.com. I want high-quality recorded MP3 tracks. I want an artist bio, a one sheet, something that tells me about you. Pretty soon I'm going to start back a show that I used to do, and I loved doing it. It was pretty popular, called 15-Minute Sets. And that means eight artists will get 15 minutes, and then I'm going to talk about you. You know, I'm going to tell a little story about who you are and where you, that people can find your music. So if I don't have that information, I definitely can't put you into the 15-minute set. And then I want to, you know what you define your genre as. Sometimes I realize when I get some music, I might identify it as something else, and I really want to know what you identify your sound as. So your genre, where you're from. I like to talk about, you know, whether you're from South Africa or whether you're from Baltimore, Maryland. You know, I want to be able to say where you're from, because I think that is so interesting to realize, you know, how far the artists that come my direction, you know, can reach. And so, again, send your high-quality MP3s, artist bio. I'd love a one sheet that I can print off. I want to know where you're from. And then the other thing that I want to know is, where did we connect? Did we connect here on Blog Talk Radio? Did we connect on Instagram, on Holiness, on LinkedIn, Facebook? You know, where did we connect? Because sometimes, you know, I'm always tagging the artists on Facebook. And a lot of times I'm finding that I can't even tag you on Facebook. So where did we connect? And I'd love to hear from you and check out your sound and see if it's something that I feel. Because if I like it, I will play it. FlavorsLounge@gmail.com. I'm going to play some more music. This is one of my very favorite artists. He came to me through Paris Tune. His name is Von Willis, and this is Replaceable.
How to love in my song, that I was a hypocrite, you couldn't have been more wrong. I'm searching for a stronger love, and the one you now view is gone. You can't relate because your commitment is to what you perceive as the next best thing, where there ain't no one who'll tune in anything I write to sing. But your lack of belief in me is all you seem to bring. Just like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need to keep. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, 'cause you think I'm just replaceable, yeah. You underestimate me, never really understood me. Now my spirit and energy, once yours, had to go toward living. You constantly deny me, while I keep living in denial. I'm not pitiful, I'm irreplaceable, regardless of what you feel. Like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need deep to keep. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, because you think I'm just replaceable. There's always newer, bigger, better, and improved you can call great. Love's not about looking for another great, regardless of what you say. Love is having the room to forgive and allow for another chance to grow. Remember, love's supposed to be forever. Like this song, my love for you was already written. don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, because you think I'm just replaceable.
fingertips to my skin, treating until prepared to absorb his colors, stretching wide the canvas of my soul across the easel of abandonment. He designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me. Limb stroke amber and queenly, breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center, brush stroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin, shades of burgundy in this place, tasting my brown with
dips his colors inside again and with strokes passive and strokes aggressive, the canvas of my soul oozing shades and dimensions and hues from lips now painted saffron seduction, chartreuse with envy of those he stroked before with wholeness in every dip, the purple indigo of my spirit, the oil to blend the brush to canvas. Definition nearing completion of his perfection, he again dips his brush in with strokes sure and strokes steady, fashion my ears to hear the rhythm of the love songs of we, my nose to inhale the intoxication of him till I'm my eyes crystal and pure behind the love lust in his, as he with brush strokes determined and brush strokes deliberate, swirl and slide and blend and mesh till dip into my colors again and again. My colors once his colors, now brush mingled to create our colors, sure and fast until my body explodes with colors in this art of making love, and his colors dip and swirl and blend and glide until our colors become saffron and hued with mahoganies and burgundies, and the sensuality of us masterpiece completed, he created me beautiful.
Stop all night, you know, yeah. it just feels so right.
Oh, the game we could have played, oh, we're not wasting time with faith. If everything's a go, then we'll both know. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Feeling you too, sitting here looking eye to eye, and our body language is talking, just having the best time of our lives. We're not even touching, yeah. Temptation is strong and the pressure is on. Ain't no way this could go
away.
Well, this is the best conversation.
I want your
Hey, do you got your coffee? I've got mine. Just sitting here, just chilling, digging the music that I'm playing for myself. Are you digging it too? In the last set, I played Von Willis with Replaceable, going into Dahara September out of Vancouver, BC. I almost said Washington. She's actually one of the artists that we brought down, J.C. Cage and I brought down from Canada to perform in Seattle at Lucid, and I played her piece, Can't Take the Soul. Then going into my girl, Neil Soldier, with Colors, Jonathan Winstead with Body Language, and closing out with Miss Queen Aries out of Las Vegas with her piece, Smiles. Queen Aries is actually going to be performing tomorrow night at Level One Bar and Lounge, and if you're in Las Vegas, you should come check her out. This is one of the talents that has an amazing range in her voice. She can sing all kinds of music, even opera. An amazing, amazing talent, and I'm grateful that I've had the opportunity to experience her many times and to get to know this great, great talent. I am so ready to actually enjoy this day, and I'm going to tell you, this was therapeutic for me to come and do the show, and I have to remind myself how much doing the radio shows makes me happy. You know, sometimes it just can switch up my mood, and when I come home from work and have had a stressful day and I get on the radio, and even if it's just a listening party, just to hear the amazing music, you know, and sometimes I go with what my mood is and what I need to take care of my own self and hope that you can appreciate the direction I go. But this is therapeutic for me, and this is what makes me happy, is playing great, great music for you, to be connected to amazing talents from all over the world. And I have to remember that. Sometimes I think we forget, right? You know, the things that actually made us happy, because we get caught up in the challenges of everyday living. And there's so much to be challenged by. Something that I realize is that, you know, a lot of the people in my world have challenges, and they're very, very sad. And because I'm an empath, I absorb, you know, from my staff to family and friends. These are just challenging times that we are living in. I think that if we could switch our mindset, if we could just start really, really being grateful and just remembering the things that make us happy and just focus on that and experience those things, just like me being on the radio. So I'm glad I'm here today, because this is good for me. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing for you today. I'm kind of staying in the same kind of vibe, you know, majority of the music. Sometimes I really switch it up and play a variety of music, from hip-hop to rock to soul, R&B, jazz, funk. You know, today is kind of, you know, kind of selling a little bit more mellow vibe. So I hope you're digging that. You just never know what I'm going to play. That's the thing with me, is you don't know what I'm going to play. And, you know, some of my colleagues in radio, they play a certain genre of music. And for me, I believe that all kinds of music can blend together and can work. And it gives me that opportunity, again, to be able to expose you to a sound and a vibe that you might not really think about even experiencing, right? And you might find yourself digging it, because that's kind of what's happened for me here on the radio, is sometimes somebody sends me some music and I'm like, okay, that's kind of interesting. And I listen to it over and over. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of actually digging it. And I've been exposed to music I probably would have never listened to just on my own if I had not started doing internet radio. I want to shout out to Dwayne Alston from Soul City Radio. He is the one who got me started on the radio in 2009. He has moved out here to Las Vegas, and I've hung out with him a couple of times. And it's nice to have somebody in the industry to talk to about independent music. We have some of the same radio and music mentors. And, you know, it's just good to be around somebody who gets me, who gets why I do what I do, why I love independent music. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have him close and, you know, I can have conversations with him. Last weekend we hung out and checked out some venues here in Vegas. You know, exploring some things that we've talked about, you know, and possibly, you know, doing what I came down here to do because he's driven to go in that direction also. And so we checked out some venues, and that was fun. It was different, and that was something that just really was good for my soul. One of the venues that we went to, Classic Jewels, I met a jazz vocalist that I've been following on social media, and I knew her face, so I went up and introduced myself to her. What an amazing storyteller. Her name is Lisa Gay, and she's going to be doing a show, I believe it's September 5th at Classic Jewels. So if you're in Las Vegas, check her out. She's going to be performing with one of her favorite people, Chris Claremont. And he's going to be doing B.B. King. And it sounds really interesting and fun. She says there's going to be great music and storytelling. And let me tell you, just in the brief moment that I spent with her at Classic Jewels, she is a storyteller. And I love that because I love storytelling. You know, I think there's just nothing better than a good voice that can tell you a story that captivates your attention. So she's definitely captivated my attention in that time. So God is putting me in a position to, I don't know, maybe explore a new version of Lady Flava. I was listening to a sermon the other day, and this preacher was talking about the fact that sometimes God puts us on a journey, but things shift and you find a new version of that journey, a new version of who you are meant to be and your purpose and passion. And I kind of like that. I kind of like that because I kind of been struggling down here in Vegas doing what I do and what I love. Sometimes I think the reality of it is that you find yourself redefining that purpose and passion. And so I think that that's where I am in my life. So I thank you for allowing me to open up my heart to you at times and take you along this journey with me. Sometimes I think it's okay to be vulnerable and share where you're at because you never know whose life you might be able to touch with that. I think it's always good to just know that there's somebody else out there, you know, being challenged. I mean, again, we're living through the pandemic, you know, and this pandemic is not anywhere near being over. And so I think you need to be able to have safe places where you can share your feelings, even if it shifts. Have you ever realized, like, sometimes one day you might feel a certain way about an experience and maybe say 2 weeks later you might feel a different way about that experience. It's okay. That's part of life. You know, and this pandemic has put us in a position of uncertainty, living life, a new normal, right? Having to wear masks and just making sure that everything is disinfected and cleaned and, you know, being mindful of our exposure to other people. There's just so much uncertainty in the air. But I think that so much of life is spent on social media. I think it can be good. I think it can be harmful in some ways, too, because I think it's really important to be mindful of what you're being exposed to on the internet. But, you know, who influences how you think and feel, what you're drawn to? You know, is it something that you just come up with in for yourself, or is there somebody out there that influences you and how you think and feel and what, you know, you find to be what you're attracted to? I think it's definitely something, you know, worth looking at. I know that I've had to make some changes in my own world in who I am around and who I allow myself to be exposed to. Because it, you know, I was going in a direction of just not feeling good about life in Vegas, you know, and unfortunately it was influenced by somebody who was in my life. And I had to make some really, really hard changes when it came to that particular relationship. And now that I made those changes, you know, life feels a little bit easier, you know, and I'm going through the process of just, like I said a few minutes ago, redefining who I am, the new version of Lady Flava, and what's that going to look like? But I still think I have it down in my gut. Don't know if this is ego speaking, but I want to be able to influence you on some great, great independent artists, you know, and for you to be able to say, you know what, I found out about that artist from Lady Flava, and I'm really, really digging their vibe, you know. I would love for somebody to tell me that they started following an artist because they heard it on Flava's Lounge Radio. So I don't know, you know, is that wrong for me to want to be an independent artist influencer in your world? I don't know. You can let me know at flavorslounge @gmail.com. Just let me know. Flava, you got some issues. You got some issues. I'm scrolling up my list. I'm going to play a piece, and I have played this artist on my radio for a few years, and I actually really love his vocals, but he's got a new jazz CD out, and I'm hoping that he's got some new vocals out there that he can send me to, because he's an amazing talent. His name is John Carey, and I'm going to play one of his brand new singles. It's called Highway 111, and this is how it goes.
has a funny way of showing you lessons. For years I was there up in the sky with so many questions. Like, will I find someone for me? Or even if I'm standing in a place I need to be, I can't say that every love affair I had was perfect. But every painful day and late night was worth it. Now I'm realizing
everyone that led me down led me to you.
Oh baby, all them sleepless nights,
all the heartbreak I had led me to you.
If I never went through it, I'd have never found a love.
You were the crown.
you ain't got a lie to me. I'm ready to love you, babe. You don't have to change a thing. You don't have to change a thing. I already got the ring. I'm ready to wipe you, girl.
Ready to wipe you, the best that I had in my life.
Ready to ride, so I guess you could say you my sidekick.
Not to mention my attention, you get it undivided. I send a text on the way, is what you reply with. Baby, no more fighting, I won't tell you no more lies. A G taking care of his should be normalized. If they don't know, we inform them. Know my duties and perform on competition. I beat them before I join them. There you go, starting all that back and forth again. I don't play games, but if I do, I'm sure to win. Getting money, that's my sport. I work hard to never come up short. Wait for my time, I don't force it. I don't even know why you ain't on the team no more. A little time to ourselves, yeah, that's needed for show. But before you walk out the door, just one thing I'ma let you know.
Girl, and you ain't gotta lie to me. You don't have to lie to me. Girl, you ain't gotta lie to me.
You can tell me the truth.
Ready to love you, babe.
I'm ready to love you,
babe. You don't have to change a thing.
No.
You don't have to change a thing.
Nope.
I already got the ring.
I like you the way you are.
I'm ready to wipe you, girl. You got all the things that make you real to me. They keep me satisfied. And maybe all the things they were meant to be.
Okay.
You don't have to change a thing.
No.
You don't have to change a thing.
Nope.
I already got the ring.
I like you the way you are.
You don't have to lie to me. You don't have to lie to me. You don't have to change a thing. You don't have to change a thing. Already got the ring.
There's no need to look no further, no.
Some other fellas ain't guaranteed, but I can guarantee ain't no one like me. I could sing for you and you could be my melody, huh? Harmonies, yup, sitting in the pear tree. Yes, we paired up like the numbers 1 and 3. Kinda odd, but we definitely meant to be. Like my man Peter Wayne with the letter P.
I got one.
Let's try our own way. Let's do promise to do that thing you like.
Two steps, you can have whatever you want, baby. I just wanna make you my baby.
Dreams come true, 'cause can't nobody love you like I do. Ain't no love like me and you. Look into my eyes, girl, see what you've been missing. I know you want this feeling, 'cause I can see your body trembling.
Two snaps.
Well, we've come to the end of today's Morning Coffee with Flava. I hope you've enjoyed the experience of today's show, from the topics that I talked about. As you can tell, I can talk, to the music that I played. Some great, great independent music from all over the United States. Closing out today's show, I played John Kerry. And mine, let me just tell you, all the music in this last set is new music from these artists. John Kerry, Highway 111, going into Eric Robeson, Lessons, Kim, Lie to Me featuring Wiz Khalifa, Peter Wayne, I Got What You Need, The Spinners, Cliche, and closing out today with Anthony Wade Sr. with Two Snaps. I hope you enjoyed today's show, because as I say all the time, I enjoy doing this show for you. Take care, God bless, and I'll see you next Saturday on Morning Coffee with Flava.